Morning and welcome to Morning Prayer. It's 27th of July 2020 and the feast day of Brooke Foss Westcott, Bishop of Durham, Teacher of the Faith, passed away in 1901, and we commemorate him today. Fiz, did you want to tell us about him?
Well, just that I think he was the person who translated the Bible from Greek in 1888 and was probably the, well, is the founder of Westcott House, or Westcott House Theological College is named after him in Cambridge.
Okay, and let's take a deep breath and prepare to meet with God this morning. O Lord, open our lips.
And our mouth proclaim your praise.
And I think I have a suitable hymn, but I may not have. Yes, here we are. Yes, we have a suitable hymn. My song is love unknown, my Saviour's love to me, love to the loveless shown that they might lovely be. Oh, who am I that for my sake my Lord should take frail flesh and die? He came from his blessed throne salvation to bestow, but men made strange and none the longed for Christ would know. But oh, my friend indeed, who at my need his life did spend. Sometimes they strew his way and his sweet praises sing, resounding all the day hosannas to their king. Then crucify is all their breath, and for his death they thirst and cry. In life no house, no home my Lord on earth might have. In death no friendly tomb but what a stranger gave. What may I say? Heaven was his home, but mine the tomb wherein he lay. Here might I stay and sing no story so divine. Never was love, dear King, never was grief like thine. This is my friend in whose sweet praise I all my days could gladly spend. It's by Samuel Crossman, 1624-83. I say together, glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. The night has passed and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. So in a moment of silence, that's our opportunity to put down those worries and concerns of the past week and bring today before God. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever. Amen. Back to the beginning of the Psalter. Psalm 1.
The Lord knows the way of the righteous. Blessed are they who have not walked in the counsel of the wicked, nor lingered in the way of the sinners. Nor sat in the assembly of the scornful. Their delight is in the law of the Lord, and they meditate on his law day and night. Like a tree planted by streams of water, bearing fruit in due season, with leaves that do not wither, whatever they do, it shall prosper. As for the wicked, it is not so with them. They are like chaff which the wind blows away. Therefore the wicked shall not be able to stand in the judgment, nor the sinner in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked shall perish. The Lord knows the way of the righteous. Christ, our wisdom, give us delight in your law, that we may bear fruits of patience and peace in the kingdom of the righteous, for your mercy's sake. Psalm 2. The Lord is the strength of his people, a safe refuge for his anointed. Why are the nations in tumult, and why do the peoples devise a vain plot? The kings of the earth rise up, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed. Let us break their bonds asunder and cast away their cords from us. He who dwells in heaven shall laugh them to scorn. The Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak to them in his wrath and terrify them in his fury. Yet I have set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. I will proclaim the decree of the Lord. He said to me, you are my son, this day I have begotten you. Ask of me, and I will give you the nations for your inheritance, and the ends of the earth for your possession. You shall break them with a rod of iron, and dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Excuse me. Now therefore, be wise, O king. Be prudent, you judges of the earth. Serve the king with fear, and with trembling kiss his feet, lest he be angry and you perish from the way, for his wrath is quickly kindled. Happy are they who take refuge in him. The Lord is the strength of his people, a safe refuge for his anointed. Most high and holy God, lift our eyes to your Son enthroned on Calvary. And as we behold his meekness, shatter our earthly pride, for he is Lord forever and ever. Psalm 3. You, Lord, are a shield about me. Lord, how many are my adversaries? Many are they who rise up against me. Many are they who say to my soul, there is no help for you in your God. But you, O Lord, are a shield about me. You are my glory and the lifter up of my head. When I cry aloud to the Lord, he will answer me from his holy hill. I lie down and sleep and rise again, because the Lord sustains me. I will not be afraid of hordes of the peoples which have set themselves against me all around. Rise up, O Lord, and deliver me, O my God. For you strike all my enemies on the cheek and break the teeth of the wicked. Salvation belongs to the Lord. May your blessing be upon your people. You, Lord, are a shield about me. Shield us, Lord, from all evil and lift us from apathy and despair, that even when we are terrified, we may trust in your power to save through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Glory to the Father.
And to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Thanks, Susan. And the first two psalms, they form almost an introduction to the whole of the Psalter. They sort of stand alone. The first one about the righteous one who hasn't walked in the counsel of the wicked, and hit the conflict between that and the wicked ones. And then the second one about the king who's coming. And those two themes run all the way through the Psalter. All the Psalms following that, you can find traces of those two ideas. And then Fizz is going to very kindly read 1 Samuel 10, 1-16.
Samuel took a phial of oil and poured it on his head and kissed him and said, the Lord has anointed you ruler over his people, Israel. You shall reign over the people of the Lord, and you will save them from the hand of their enemies all around. Now this shall be the sign to you that the Lord has anointed you ruler over his heritage. When you depart from me today, you will meet two men by Rachel's tomb in the territory of Benjamin at Zelzar. They will say to you, the donkeys that you went to seek are found, and now your father has stopped worrying about them and is worrying about you, saying, what shall I do about my son? Then you shall go on from there further and come to the oak of Tabor. Three men going up to the God of Bethel will meet you there, one carrying three kids, another carrying three loaves of bread, and another carrying a skin of wine. They will greet you and give you two loaves of bread, which you shall accept from them. After that, you shall come to Gibeath Elohim at the place where the Philistine garrison is. There, as you come to the town, you will meet a band of the prophets coming down from the shrine with harp, tambourine, flute and lyre playing in front of them. They will be in a prophetic frenzy. Then the Spirit of the Lord will possess you, and you will be in a prophetic frenzy along with them and be turned into a different person. Now, when these signs meet you, do whatever you see fit to do, for God is with you, and you shall go down to Gilgal ahead of me. Then I will come down to you to present burnt offerings and offer sacrifices of well-being. For 7 days you shall wait until I come to you and show you what you shall do. As he turned away to leave Samuel, God gave him another heart, and all these signs were fulfilled that day. When they were going from there to Gibeah, a band of prophets met him, and the Spirit of God possessed him, and he fell into a prophetic frenzy along with them. When all who knew him before saw how he prophesied to the prophets, the people said to one another, what has come over the son of Kish? Is Saul also among the prophets? A man of the place answered, and who is their father? Therefore it became a proverb, is Saul also among the prophets? When his prophetic frenzy had ended, he went home. Saul's uncle said to him and to the boy, where did you go? And he replied, to seek the donkeys. And when we saw they were not to be found, we went to Samuel. Saul's uncle said, tell me what Samuel said to you. Saul said to his uncle, he told us that the donkeys had been found, but about the matter of the kingship of which Samuel had spoken, he did not tell him anything.
Thank you. So this is Saul who's going to be the first king of Israel. And as we watch his story, we can see that interplay between the powerful spirit of God on him in moments, but the failure of him to develop his character. I think we need both and when it comes to ecstatic joy as well as character. Right. Yes, shall we carry on with the song of deliverance?
All the earth shout and sing for joy, for great in your midst is the Holy One.
Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and will not be afraid. For the Lord God is my strength and my song and has become my salvation. With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation. On that day you will say, give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the nations, proclaim that his name is exalted. Sing God's praises, who has triumphed gloriously. Let this be known in all the world. Shout and sing for joy, you that dwell in Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
All the earth shout and sing for joy, for great in your midst is the Holy One.
And then Stephen's going to read Luke 22, 24 to 30.
A dispute also arose among them as to which of them was to be regarded as the greatest. But he said to them, the kings of the Gentiles lord it over them, and those in authority over them are called benefactors. But not so with you. Rather, the greatest among you must become like the youngest, and the leader like the one who serves. For who is greater, the one who is at the table, or the one who serves? Is it not the one at the table? But I am among you as one who serves. You are those who have stood by me in my trials, and I confer on you, just as my fathers conferred on me, a kingdom, so that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom. And you will sit on thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and be not wise in your own sight.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and be not wise in your own sight.
In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and be not wise in your own sight.
And we will attempt the Te Deum Laudamus, the Song of the Church. We praise you, O God, we acclaim you as the Lord. All creation worships you, the Father everlasting. To you, all angels, all the powers of heaven, the cherubim and seraphim, sing in endless praise.
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory.
The glorious company of apostles praise you. The noble fellowship of prophets praise you. The white-robed army of martyrs praise you. Throughout the world, the Holy Church acclaims you.
Father of majesty unbounded, your true and only Son, worthy of all praise, Holy Spirit, advocate and guide.
You, Christ, are the King of glory, the eternal Son of the Father. When you took our flesh to set us free, you humbly chose the Virgin's womb. You overcame the sting of death and opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. You are seated at God's right hand in glory. We believe that you will come and be our judge.
Come then, Lord, and help your people, bought with the price of your own blood, and bring us with your saints to glory everlasting.
Save your people, Lord, and bless your inheritance.
Govern and uphold them now and always.
Day by day we bless you.
We praise your name forever.
Keep us today, Lord, from all sin.
Have mercy on us. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, show us your love and mercy.
For we have put our trust in you.
In you, Lord, is our hope.
Let us never be put to shame.
Say together, glory to the Father, to the
and
Son,
to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was
in the beginning, shall be forever.
Amen.
Amen. We're going to continue our series with C.S. Lewis. This one is called Sprouts. And the quote from C.S. Lewis starts here. As Christ said, a thistle cannot produce figs. If I am a field that contains nothing but grass seed, I cannot produce wheat. Cutting the grass may keep it short, but I shall still produce grass and no wheat. If I want to produce wheat, the change must go deeper than the surface. I must be ploughed up and re-sown. That's Lewis in 1971, so it's 20 years later than the previous readings we've been having. Seeds of doubt, seeds of worry, seeds of fear or anger all yield their own sad harvest. No matter what efforts might be made to change the result, doubt seeds sprout doubt, worry seeds come up frowning. Fertilizer and cultivation may affect the yield, but it is the seed that determines the product. We have been planted into the kingdom of God at our baptism, and the field of our lives produces a harvest. But unless God has sown the seed, only one crop will come up, weeds. We might cut the weeds down, we might try to cover them up or disguise their weedy looks, but the only way to change the harvest is to pull the weeds out by the roots, plough them under and reseed. No matter how much we might wish to change our own nature, any attempt that we make to change the harvest of sin will fail. All attempts at self-improvement, even if successful, will result in just that and no more, an improved self. God offers us not an improved self, but a new self, alive to God, alive to righteousness. As Lewis wrote in Perelandra, it is not mere improvement, but transformation. We cannot transform ourselves, but Christ can form himself in us, giving his gifts of a new heart, a new creation. God's word reveals to us our need for more than a surface cure. God's word is the plough that opens up the fields of our lives and lays them bare, exposing the roots of our sinful nature, removing the seeds of death so that God may plant God's life in us. For he who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption, but he who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. Galatians 6:8. Our sinful nature has planted in us seeds of fear, self-centered greed, pride, anger, envy, and hatred. The harvest of sin is death. But God's gift is a new crop of God's own planting. The harvest of that gift is transforming life. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Galatians 5:22-23. So start our prayers there. Lord, make us new. Pull out the roots of sin within us and sow in us the seeds for a harvest of life. Amen. Let's pray about being church together at the start of the day. Blessed are you, Creator of all. To you be praise and glory forever. As your dawn renews the face of the earth, bringing light and life to all creation, may we rejoice in this day you have made. As we wake refreshed from the depths of sleep, open our eyes to behold your presence and strengthen our hands to do your will, that the world may rejoice and give you praise. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. Prayer for our country during the current times. Lord Jesus, we pray for our country and for the world in this time of coronavirus. We remember all the children stuck indoors, unable to meet their friends and go out for holidays and days out as they perhaps normally would at this time of year. Help them to adapt to this new normal and help them to work well in their online work, help them to be good, and help their parents not to be too tired, too grumpy, as their parents are trying to work as as well, possibly from home. And pray that their childcare arrangements be possible. And pray for all those sad because they can't be with their grandchildren at this time. We bring before you those parents that we mentioned working from home as well as homeschooling their children. And we do pray for our older generation, especially those still shielding and staying home. We pray that they will continue to ask and receive the help that they need with their shopping, their prescriptions, and support phone calls. And pray that our government will make wise decisions for everyone. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. We pray for our medical staff, our hospital workers, doctors, nurses, cleaners, dinner ladies, porters, care home workers, and all other medical staff. Lord, it's been a long haul, and 3 months in, there's surely risks of burnout, of stress, people being signed off. We think of our own Jackie in there as care home worker, Gavin working in the hospital, and others we know. Be with them and protect them from getting infected, please, Lord. Give them also the right protective kit, the drugs, the supplies that they need. Please continue to give them resilience to make good decisions and to be emotionally supportive for their patients and the families who cannot be there. And Lord, we pray that they will get emotional support from others as well that they need. Please also protect their families from getting infected. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. We pray for those finding the situation difficult. Lord Jesus, we pray for those for whom this time is especially difficult. We remember the homeless as projects to help them shut down. Bring before you those in prison, stuck in tight contact with many others, and for those trying to manage that situation. Bring before you those with special needs, those with mental health issues, those living with abusers, those on courses of treatment with big illnesses, cancer, those reliant on regular hospital procedures like dialysis, which may be very frightening at the moment to go into hospital, all those for whom this time is very difficult. We ask you to sustain and support them through this time. And in a moment of silence, we think of anyone we know for whom this time is particularly tricky. Keep them safe in your loving arms. Help them, protect them, and keep them safe by the power of your Holy Spirit. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously
hear us. Pray for our politicians and our Prime Minister. Our Father, thank you for all those who work in politics and government. We thank you today for our Members of Parliament, for our Prime Minister and his team. Grant them wisdom to listen well to all the sides in a debate and keep them calm in demanding and difficult situations. Help them to know their limitations and to call on you for wisdom, strength, justice, and honesty. May they govern well and justly. Keep them in good health. And we pray today, Lord, for this new situation where people returning from Spain have to quarantine, for the situations that that's caused for many people returning and the loss of income for the self-employed coming back who have to quarantine. And pray, Lord, for our government ministers as they make these difficult decisions, that you would help them as we ask to govern wisely and to govern well, to look at the data and to make these decisions that need to be made. And Father, we pray for ongoing relationships with other countries. I'm sure this isn't going to be the first of these kinds of sudden decisions. Lord, we pray for our government in this new situation as they find their way through. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
Lord, we pray for people recovering from coronavirus, conscious of patient 91 in Vietnam, who's finally going home after 3 months in a hospital bed and still struggling to walk and to do normal things, previously an airline pilot. Father, we pray for him, but we pray for those that we know recovering from the virus, our own David and Rebecca, and many others, Lord, tired, unwell through this illness for quite some time in quite a nasty way, and then the long-term recovery. Lord, we pray for these people across our land, and we pray for those grieving those who've died. And we remember their families and friends. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
And we finish with the Archbishop's prayer about the virus. Keep us, good Lord, under the shadow of your mercy in this time of uncertainty and distress. Sustain and support the anxious and fearful, and lift up all who are brought low, that we may rejoice in your comfort, knowing that nothing can separate us from your love. In Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And Lord, we know that through this time there have been good things happening. There have been communities coming together, projects running, food banks, and other things to help people who are in debt or in need. Lord of all power and might, the author and giver of all good things, graft in our hearts the love of your name, increase in us true religion, nourish us with all goodness, and of your great mercy keep us in the same goodness. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God now and forever. Amen. As our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The Lord bless us and preserve us from all evil and keep us in eternal life.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you for joining us. I hope you have a great day. And if you are somebody who's picking this up from the internet and watching it, we'd love to know that you exist and who you are. Have a great day.